afternoon. We was talking this morning about taking the Word of God with you. So not maybe in the way that we probably always have, but taking the Word of God with you, allowing the Word of God to do what it was intended to do. In fact, to do what the Scriptures actually says it will do. We took a text this morning to start off this series, and we'll come back, Lord willing, next week and give you the second one. There's something that the Bible says it does that you ought to take it with you and let it do it. Let it perform that which the Bible says it will. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. And so the Bible claims to be inspired of God, breathed out from God, and that it will do certain things. And so we were looking at this morning, and then on next week, on Sunday afternoon, we'll talk about a subject. What if the Lord asked you a question? You know, the Lord often asks people questions, you know, throughout Scripture. He asks people questions. And, you know, I was looking throughout some of those questions, and, man, you know, I was thinking, wow, the Lord had asked me those questions, how would I have answered? And how would you have answered? So I came up with a question or two that the Lord could ask us all. And if he asked us that question in light of what he has revealed, I kind of wonder how you would answer. And so we'll look at that on next Sunday night as we can, and we'll continue this series on Sunday morning. What I'm trying to do is talk about a lot of these things to kind of get our minds focused on what we're going to be doing this coming year and how to be focused on the upcoming year, or rather, we're here now in this year going forward. It's kind of set our minds, if you will, toward getting better and improving ourselves before the Lord, because in the end, it's all to his glory and honor. So this morning we did talk about the fact that God said his word is good for correction, or rather it's good for doctrine. And so if you're going to be perfect, you have to let the word of God confirm you in doctrine. And then we talked about it's good to check error. It's profitable for reproof. If you're going to be perfect, you have to allow the God to check everything that is presented to you for error, and to make sure that it is not erroneous, so that you don't end up believing some doctrines that has not been given you by God. So let's continue with this. Just a couple more points. I won't have to keep you long, and we'll let you out of here. So you can, well, I hate to say it that way. I don't want to let you out of here. We're in a good place. So I don't by any means want to rush or say that we need to get out of here and get home and do a bunch of nothing, watch a football game or something. So I don't mean it that way, but you understand, I just don't need to hold you very long to make these last 2 points that's in your Scriptures there. So not only are you going to let it confirm you in doctrine and check for error, but also you're going to let it change your behavior. That's what you do with the Word of God this year. You let it change your behavior, because the Bible says it is profitable for correction. Now, this word correction is epinothosis. And this is the only time that this word is used in your New Testament. It's a very interesting word. And the word literally means to straighten up again. To straighten up again. It means to rectify something or to reform something. So that's what this word is. And you think about it, the word of God, then what he's saying is the word of God is good for straightening us up again. For straightening us up. We tend to mess up and we tend to fall apart. We tend to fall short. We tend to get crooked at times and things like that. And the word of God is perfect, advantageous, and beneficial for straightening us up again. Now, how can anyone claim to straighten themselves up without the word of God? It's not possible. So sometimes you find that people are saying things like they want to get themselves right. Well, this is where you take them when they say, well, I'm just trying to get myself together. Well, how are you going to do that without the word of God? The word of God is perfect for it. It is completely furnished to take care of that situation. So somehow you end up crooked, and the word of God is perfect
for straightening you up again, getting things straightened out. We tend to mess things up. The Word of God can help us get them back in formation. Now, when you think about this Word of God, it is to help us to know how to behave ourselves toward God and man. Sometimes we get a little bit out of sorts in that respect. We end up not appreciating how to act and toward God, and we also end up messing up things with our fellow man. Now, you know we all good at that, aren't we? We good at getting things off with our fellow man. And so the Word of God is good for straightening that situation up. In fact, when you consider what Paul wrote to Titus, in Titus chapter 2, verse number 11 and verse number 12, he said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." And so the Word of God then, it teaches us that we can deny certain things that are not good for us, and yet we can also know how we ought to behave ourselves toward the God of heaven, toward ourselves personally, and also toward our fellow man. So this Word of God, this year, it will change your behavior because it is good for correction. It is good for restoring things to their proper use and to their proper place. The scriptures are the most powerful means of putting things back in order that you turn to chaos. The scriptures. That's why we should never give up, no matter how bad we mess up. Because the scriptures are the best means for putting things back in place that you turned in the wrong direction. It's good then for helping us to right wrongs. It is the best that we have in this life for restoring broken relationships and restoring people to the place that they had with us before. That is what Jesus did for us, by the way, when he came to this earth. He came to this earth, and we know that he is God. And as God, all our sins had offended him as God. And then what Jesus did was he decided with the Father that he wanted to be friends again. And so therefore, in order to reconcile us, Jesus had to do something so that that could be possible. So a God we offended came off his throne, robed himself in flesh, and died for you and me so that he could restore the broken relationship. And he asked us that we would do something very similar. And the Word of God is perfect for allowing us to straighten up situations that has gone awry. So you need to let the Word of God this year, if you're going to be perfect, you need to let it correct you. You need to let it change your behavior. But not only that, let it communicate justice. If the Word of God is going to make you perfect this year, it needs to communicate justice. The Bible says, "For it is good for instruction in righteousness." And that means equity of character. That means Christian justification. Man needs not only be acquainted with doctrine, that's very good, and he needs it. He needs not only be convinced of error. He needs to be able to differentiate between that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is erroneous and that which is true. He also needs to be reformed, so he needs to make sure he understands how to be corrected when situations are crooked. The Word of God will help him straighten those situations up. But he also needs to be instructed in the principles of justice. He needs to be taught what is right and what is wrong. He needs to understand what is required of him in order to lead a holy life before God. When you think about it, this is what happened to Timothy. A verse before 16 and verse number 15, when the Bible says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." And then he says, those scriptures have been breathed out, the Old Testament scriptures. But we know even today that the New Testament scriptures are also inspired of God. We need to let the Word of God communicate justice to us. We need to be just. We need to be fair. We need to have equity of character so that we can deal with situations in the right way. We need to handle every situation just like God. And we need to understand how to be holy just like God. When we do that, the Word of God will complete us. Let it complete us, because he says this Word of God will complete man. He might be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. But before he's thoroughly furnished, he is perfect, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. The Bible is all man need for his perfection. That's all he needs. Amen. It is the only thing that could bring man to maturity. The only thing that man has that will mature him before God and make him perfect, make him complete. That's why Paul could write to the Ephesians and say it is for the perfecting of the saints. And that's why the Hebrew writer can write, and he can say, when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need the one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and become such as need a milk and not a strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to those who are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, Hebrews 5:12-14. Now, a full age is the same idea of complete and mature. So not only does it perfect the saints, it makes us complete. It makes us mature in the faith and in our behavior one toward another. And so we need the word of God to complete us. He says that the word, that the man of God might be perfect. He might be complete. He might be mature. You could say that word again, that the word man of God might be complete, completely furnished unto every good work. He might fill us up with everything that we need so that whatever our duties, whatever our responsibilities, whatever our obligations, whatever our service that must be rendered before God, the word of God is perfect in giving us everything we need and equipping us correctly so that you and I can perform everything that God requires. There is not one thing that God requires of us that the Holy Scriptures will not enable us or equip us to be able to perform it. And that, my friends, anything, any writing that can claim that, that can claim such results as that, must be inspired of God. Amen. What you need to do, my friends, is you need to love your Bibles more. You need to love and appreciate your Bible more so than ever. You don't need to worry about the writings of the philosophers, and you don't need to worry about man's fables and legends and unwritten traditions and all those kind of things. And what's interesting to me is that you will find that people follow that stuff more than they do the word of God. They'll rather tell you about, you know, they say. I don't know who they are, but people will tell you they say. And I don't know who those people are, but yet folks will follow that kind of stuff. And I already told you, you turn on the internet, you turn on Facebook, people believe all kinds of foolish things just at the fact that someone put it out there. And they're ready to believe it and gullible and all these kind of things. But the word of God is what we ought to love. Don't worry about the philosophers. Don't worry about the fables. Don't worry about the folklore. Don't worry about the superstitions. Don't worry about traditions and unwritten rules and all these kind of things. My friends, learn to love your Bible and dedicate yourself to it this year so that it might make you perfect. Amen. So people don't have to say year after year, I just haven't grown to that yet. I just haven't grown to that yet. I just haven't gotten there yet. Well, why haven't you gotten there? I submit to you that when people say that, they likely are not trying to get there. Because the word of God will completely furnish them with what they need to do to get there. But for some reason, they're never there. Then it's not the word of God's fault, my friends. It's our fault. I told you in the beginning that when you take the word of God with you this year, it may not always agree with you. It may not always feel good to you. It may not always be pleasant. And the reason, because the Bible sometimes will tell us things that we don't want to do. It will have us doing things sometimes that we don't want to do. It will have us doing things that sometimes makes us uncomfortable. We talk about getting out of our comfort zone. The word of God will have you getting out of your comfort zone. If you're not careful, my friends, you can nestle in into a nice place spiritually and sit right there and never move. But I assure you, we're not going to sit this year. We're not going to sit this year. I'm about to make everybody uncomfortable. So at some point, you'll find me in your ear saying some things to you. One such young man already did. He's looking at me right now. I won't look at you. I won't look at him, so you don't know who I'm talking about. I just look at Craig. Because most of the time, if you look at me and Craig talking to me. So I'm learning from Craig. So I'm not talking about Craig. But sometimes we've got to get uncomfortable. We've got to move. You know, and I did share with this young man this. Every year, you ought to be trying to add to your spiritual resume. Just like we understand adding to our physical resume. We call it padding the resume. I want to get some things. We do some things and we'll learn some things and we'll go volunteer for some things just so we can put it on our resume. Why? Because that makes us sellable. That makes us look good to the employers as they're thinking about who they're going to hire for this particular position. The more things I got on there, the more significant stuff, you know, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get that on my resume. Why? Because that's going to sell me. Well, how about spiritually? So what are you going to put on your spiritual resume this year that's going to make you more effective in the service of God? Or have you nestled in and gotten comfortable? I tell you, whatever it is, the word of God will furnish you with everything you need in order to perform it. Amen?
Amen.
So we're really going to talk to our brothers this year, aren't we, Brother Craig? We're going to challenge our brothers this year because we've got some good brothers here that can do a great many things, and we're going to challenge them to start doing it. So that Newport News will be the congregation that the Lord will be pleased. And not only that, when you start performing those things that's a little bit out of your comfort zone, you know what it does for you? It forces you to grow. And the word of God will complete you. If you truly desire to get better and please God, you should take the word of God with you this year and let it do what it was intended to do. Let it perfect you, and it will bless your life. Let it perfect you, and it will bless your mind. Let it perfect you, and it will bless your body. Let it perfect you, and it will bless your soul. It will bless you in this present life, and it will bless you, my friends, in future glory. Take the word of God with you for perfection this year. If you're here this afternoon, we're glad that you are. The word of God will perfect you today in, my friends, making you sinless. It will take away every sin that is in your life. Every sin you ever committed, the word of God will remove from you this very day in response to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boy, that makes you perfect. That makes you an individual that can go home and pray to God and have your prayers heard and answered.
Amen.
That makes you complete. You're complete and ready to be utilized for the master's use, because now you would be a New Testament Christian because you believed in Jesus Christ, because you repented of your sins, because you confessed him to be the Son of God, and because you submitted to baptism with the right heart. And when you do that, my friends, he'll add you to his body. You be faithful to him. Render him a great service. Give him a return on his investment. And one day, he'll invite you to enter in into heaven to be with him forevermore. If you need to respond to his invitation, we'll give you an opportunity to do so. To stand and sing the invitation song.